Previously on Worlds Away.
I think that what you notice is movement at the bend in the gorge. But as you start to feel a light vibration in the ground, you realize that this flood is actually a mass of the Molkin that we saw earlier.
Oh, no.
Jesus.
If that's the case, then I want to discharge Juggernaut. When you move forward unflinching towards a goal through an immediate danger or hazard that others cower from, discharge this move and roll plus stalwart.
10.
I think that you do open a path for an ally to follow you. My question for you is, which ally do you open that path for?
I'm going to go with Mara, since she has the most information about where to proceed.
Suck it, losers. I'm living.
I mean, I have a tactical pack.
Go ahead and roll act quick. Let me see how this goes.
Well, I failed. That's a 6.
Okay. Go ahead and mark XP.
I want to try to catch her as she falls.
Oh. Hmm. Do you put your hand down to grab her up?
Yeah, I think I would.
Okay. Is that the first time you've, like, touched her hand?
Yeah, I think it is.
I mean, I think I will make things interesting and say I give up something, leave something behind, or take something with me.
There's no guarantee it'll be accepted back into its herd. You should just shoo it away.
Okay. Perhaps we just leave it behind?
Yes.
When we leave here.
I am unfortunately crouching next to it, feeding it right now.
No! This year, not again!
On the left side of the cave wall and sort of illuminated by the lichen, you can see a series of what look like cairns, which are these stacks or piles of rocks.
I'm frankly a little more concerned with how they seem to be defying the basic rules of gravity.
I think Mara will just say cause and effect and try to push one of them over.
Arno, do you have a moment?
Sure, what's up?
I realized that I've never said I'm sorry.
You have to live with the fact that saying sorry isn't enough, and that I'm probably never going to forgive you. And that's not a reason for you to stop trying to do the right thing. You owe me that.
How did you describe what you're doing? You're just kind of looking more at the environment still?
Yeah, I'm looking at the environment. I'm probably, like, testing walls for dampness. I'm putting up anything that could catch a breeze.
But I think as you're kind of listening to the echoes, I do want to cut to another flashback for you.
Don't move unless it lunges. That another is a perfect 12. 12 on the dice, plus 2, or plus 3,
what
so 15.
Going on this
I don't
session?
Know that I rolled below
what
a 12.
The fuck?
Don't worry, we're going to meet the aliens. I'm going to crit fail.
And I think, again, like, I'll ask you, like, what does Han do when this happens?
Oh, no. And I think he keeps it aimed, but I don't think he fires.
Nasir, that thing could have killed you.
We're in its house, Han. Why is it okay for us to kill it?
The next shot, I think we see the four of you emerging from the other end of this cave. And I think we see you stepping out of an opening in the side of it's a much more shallow incline that's below the cliff, right? So it's at the bottom of the cliff side in this gorge, but it's still elevated above the bottom of the canyon or the sort of crevice below you. I think we see you move to the edge of this, where the incline steepens a bit and goes down into the gorge. And we see you post up and take cover behind some large rocks or maybe boulders that are at the edge there and look down below you. And I think we can see, again, maybe for the clearest you've seen it yet, what we've called the ghost ship. I've described it as thin, maybe about 15 feet across on its body, maybe 80 feet long in sort of total length. And the most notable feature is the two sets of wings, which is a low, smaller pair near the front of the ship and a larger pair that's further back and higher up on the hull. Though right now, and I'll get to this in a second, I think you only really count three. Another thing that strikes you, and I think maybe this is the first time you've noticed this detail, just actually seeing it close up in the light outside when it's not attacking you, is the shape and angles of the hull. The Valiant, and maybe even more so the newer ships, like the ones that Arno and Nasir took to Satis the past arc, I guess, they have very like smooth lines down the hull of the ship. I think we'd even describe that new one as kind of a mono wing or kind of teardrop shape. So a lot of curves and smoothness to the edges. This one, though, appears to be made up of hundreds, if not thousands, of flat panels. But I think maybe you've got your sensors on or your magnifying features and you can kind of look into it. And I think that, like, however close you look, there's no obvious seam between these. So even though it's these thousands of flat panels, there's no obvious joins of those to touch each other, no gaps. A few things you notice that are obvious, aside from this thing being on the ground, is that there is a considerable tear in the side nearest to you. The edges of the metal are kind of bent. It's like some are bent inwards and some are bent outwards. And you can kind of catch the edges of that metal. And actually, you see that beyond the dark gray exterior, if you kind of look at it cross-sectionally, like you're looking at the edge of the metal like a foil, it actually appears to be silver white instead of the dark gray that you see from the outside. And there's enough damage and destruction to that space where the tear is, it's not really obvious where the opening is leading to, like what kind of space is on the other side of the tear. But as far as you can tell, it's the only opening into this vessel that you can see. There's also, I had mentioned this year, the black smoke that you saw, and you can see black smoke rising from, I think, what you can figure from the geometry to be the remains of what used to be the back left wing of the ghost ship. There's also an area of small shrubs around it, and those are also burning. And I think, as I mentioned before, it seems like this is a recent change. And to the extent that there had been a fire when this first crashed here, that would have been extinguished days ago. Now, last episode, Mara, you had used your scanner at the end and had taken scope it out. And one of the questions you asked was what your enemy's true position was. And I said that you were getting some readings from the other side of the dog leg, and I'm going to deliver on that for you. On your scanner, you can detect a pair of small objects that may be a little larger than a person, and both of these are being concealed using the same stealth technology that we've seen from the ghost ship, as well as the other vessel that we've called the Spectre. One of them is orbiting the crashed ship, maybe in a radius of 75 feet from its center, and just kind of, I guess, staking out a perimeter. I'm not saying it's a perfect circle, but it's just orbiting the vessel and I guess patrolling is the best way I'd describe the appearance. The other one is hovering or station keeping directly above the ship, and it's roughly where that tear in the hull is. I mean, that is kind of aligned to the center of the body, so it's not clear to you sitting here if it's because it's focused on the tear or, like, you know, guarding it, scouting it. Or if it just happens to be that that's kind of the middle of the ship. Right now, as I mentioned, you're behind cover, behind some rocks or boulders near the opening of the cave. And I think that gives you a slight advantage above the bottom of the gorge. But my question for the four of you now is, what do you do next?
I have a question for you, John. The one that's orbiting, does it appear like we can tell what direction it's looking in? Or like there's like a forward-facing...
I mean, it's moving in a direction, right? So the orbit is counterclockwise. So that is the direction that it's moving in. Mm-hmm. And I'd say your perspective, to kind of set the scene a little bit, you're mostly aligned with the starboard side of the ship, so the right side. Though I think you're also toward the front of the vessel, kind of looking back along the length from where the opening is. Like, you came out of the cave a little ahead of where it crashed. And it's orbiting this vessel again, counterclockwise. In terms of where it's looking, like, does it have a sensor, a cockpit, a front? That's not clear to you. You know, again, it's cloaked, right? And I think that you don't really notice in the shape that you're seeing through Mara's sensor, which is just getting that kind of outline of this. You don't see any obvious, like, protrusions, right? I'd say, like, the shape and the architecture is kind of similar to the ship, though you don't see any obvious wings. It's, like, more of, again, a monowing kind of shape. But it has these rigid edges, and there's no obvious openings on it. But it is, again, patrolling in a direction, right? There's a directionality to its movement.
Hmm. I mean, is there any way I can try to scope it out to see if I can sense any living beings in the vicinity?
Do you mean, like, can you sense living beings using your scanner? Do you mean, like, can you sense living beings using your powers?
My powers.
Okay. Is that something you can do, I guess? I don't know. Maybe it is.
I guess that's a fair point. We've not explicitly said that was a thing.
I'm not saying it's not, right? I mean, maybe a lot's changed about Leela since the time jump. I'm just curious as to what that looks like.
I think in my mind, it's now that Leela's gotten more familiar with how different life forms can feel, mm-hmm. and that she has connected with some of the creatures we've encountered here, I wonder if maybe even back on Earth, she has made some very tentative kind of overtures to animals, like more advanced animals on Earth. And maybe that's something that she has begun to notice. I don't know that that's ever been at the forefront of her mind of like, oh, let me go talk to all the dogs and cats in the world. But I do feel like, as you said, she's kind of done some exploring. So maybe that's a way that she has kind of broadened her ways of sensing.
Okay. I don't see another move for it, but you can tell me if you disagree. Otherwise, I think it's scope it out.
I think it is scope it out.
Yeah. Go ahead and roll plus calculating then.
All right. This is my worst stat, so.
Wow.
That is okay. A nat 12.
Someone's hacked the roll in the other direction today.
I mean, if I had hacked it, why would I have let Mo get all those really high rolls and then let myself fail?
So for scope it out, when you take time or use sensitive equipment, I guess in this case, the old noggin, to closely study an object, situation, or person, you can roll plus calculating. On a 10 plus, you can ask three questions from the list. So go ahead and let me know what your three questions are.
What should I be on the lookout for? Who or what here is not what they seem? And who's really in control here?
So I think one question I have is, where's the Molkin?
Is it still following us?
I don't know. We never actually said.
I mean, I think that the Molkin is following us and I'm occasionally looking back at it. I think I only had a limited amount of like local food because mm-hmm. it can't eat our stuff. So I haven't been able to give it any more food, but I might have put out a small dish of water for it at one point.
Yeah. I think it's been like kind of following you. I think when you came out of here, it's like kept its distance a bit more.
Okay.
It seems like this is a skeptical situation. And I think it's maybe like kind of half in and half out of the entrance to the cave, right? And maybe you're like 20 feet in front of the entrance behind that rock outcropping or boulders that I mentioned.
Okay.
I think looking down into the gorge, I think using the sensors to track the readings of these craft, or these cloaked objects, right, through the air. Mm-hmm. And I think that I'd mentioned the like the left wing was damaged. But I think down in the gorge, you see some movement, actually. Maybe the closest in form to an iguana on our planet. It's like about that size, but like a lot narrower, a lot thinner, and kind of moves with a much more snake-like momentum. Like kind of like mm-hmm. the whole body's kind of moving. And I think we see it dart out from under the right wing of the ship and kind of move toward the door. And I think we see one of those, the one that's orbiting, like moves very quickly over to it, and as it begins to approach the opening, like the crack, and I don't even think it's like going directly there. I think it's almost like parallel but slightly angled toward it. I think you see a flash, and there is a smoldering hole in the ground below it.
Shit.
I think using you're kind of reaching out trying to get a sense of what these things are. And I mean, you don't detect any life in those two moving devices. Okay. I will say, I think you can get a feeling from the ship.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you may or may not feel something from there, but it's very faint.
I mean, I don't really feel like I have much to add beyond the fact that we just saw the one of the circling things like seemingly shoot at the ground.
Is that you mentioned earlier that, you know, we saw this like smoke plume, or some of us saw this smoke plume. Am I supposed to believe that this kind of smoldering area is the smoke plume, or is that, are these two separate things?
So this is a new thing. I mean, like, this damage just happened a second ago, right? You just saw happen.
Okay, all right.
And
I
there wasn't an explosion or like it did let a crack, but it wasn't of the same intensity as what you heard. I will. That's a good question, though, because I will say this, right? Mm-hmm. You were on the kind of receiving end previously of a like energy weapon or blast that came from the ghost ship. It was not like, again, it did not hit you. It hit like the ground in front of you. I would just say this seems a little bit different than that. And I would say this seems much more like directed and powerful, in the sense that whatever happened before, it didn't erase you guys. But there's just a smoldering hole where this creature used to be, it seems like, right?
Sure.
And I think the other thing that I'll say about that is you would surmise that if that was directed toward a sort of a damageable part of the ship, like if there was maybe the movement on that, that might have caused that to happen, right? So I mentioned that the left wing was fucked up, right? And there was this kind of fire that was near there. So it seems like that might have been the explanation for that happening.
Right.
Which also, like, kind of take from that what you will about the, you know, it seems like if that is, maybe it's not particularly concerned about preserving the ship.
Well,
so if we're trying to get to the ship, we need to get past those things. And I think Leela gestures up to the two things that are floating.
It just shot at the ground, yes?
Shot at a creature on the ground and killed it, it seems.
Was the creature moving or was the creature stagnant?
It was moving in a direction that was not straight toward, but was angling toward the opening in the vessel. The tear in the hole in the right side of the ship. The side closest to you all. Which is the only opening you really see to this vessel.
And the floating things are moving?
One of them is orbiting, and the other is station keeping above the tear.
Grenades?
Oh.
Option, sure, yeah.
That's brilliant, because mine do EMP grenades.
Fuck yeah.
What does that do exactly?
When you lob a grenade, instead of dealing harm, you may choose to disable electrical and energy-based technology used by your targets.
Mm. Yeah, seems pretty good.
Yeah, seems pretty energy-based.
Hmm.
Seems pretty our targets.
I will say, like, getting a grenade to airburst on a moving target is pretty tough.
I just have to shoot it. I simply have to shoot it.
Shoot it with what?
A gun. We all have guns.
Right, that's true.
I lob it in the air, and then we just, like, skeet shoot it.
Oh, shoot the grenade?
Yeah.
I love a good dual tag. Someone rolls calculating.
This is increased. It's like, oh, that thing is hard, so let me make it even harder.
That's yeah, you get it.
Well, one of them's not moving.
It is cooler.
Hell yeah.
Lauren, can I interest you in a tag team effort?
Always. Fuck yeah.
And just to be clear, one of them's not moving, right? So we could just hit that one?
One of them's hovering. I think that one would be easier to hit than the other one. I'll put it that way.
No, time it so they mutually both get hit.
I was going to say, not necessarily that. We could distract it and I could use my drone so that it's shooting at something else so that Lauren can get a better shot.
Mm.
That's possible. Again, I don't think that anything makes it easy.
Cleaner.
It also seemed like it was able to shoot at the other thing without like interrupting its orbit or whatever.
Hmm.
No, it did like when it went after it, right? It did move, okay, right? It took a short path to it. That I don't think that it had to. Like, I mean, there's no evidence of what it needed to do or not, but it seemed interested in it and it moved and reacted to it and took action decisively.
Okay.
You know, a drone is a little different because it's not on the ground, right? So that might be a different story.
Yeah, I know we're playing heavily into human stereotypes over here, and that when we see something we don't understand, the first instinct is to throw grenades at it. But
I mean,
I don't feel like changing that right now.
Vaporized something in front of us.
Right. Yep.
So turnabout's fair play, in my opinion.
Okay. Well, I will. What do you want to do here? I'll deploy the drone. You, when do you want to hit the moving target or the stationary target?
Hit them both.
I don't, I will say they're about, I described the radius as about 75 feet. I don't think that you can get them both with like one grenade. That might be tough.
Yeah. It's going to be.
But for moving one, I think, like you said, it's moving in a counterclockwise path. And so I think when it gets closest to us, I could deploy the drone.
Yeah.
It would presumably slow down and stop. And then Lauren gets a clean shot on that one. And then you got the stationary one, which we still have to deal with, but the stationary for now.
I don't know. I have plans within plans, and I could absolutely do an ass pull that I got. I made some sort of perfect grenade launcher for this exact scenario. But that feels like too much of an ass pull, so I'm not going to do that. That feels crazy.
Save plans within plans for something cooler.
Yeah. I think that's the... I mean, if I'm being honest, I think that's better. It's also like, again, it's like you have something stashed in your person to help you out. It's like, oh, I have a grenade launcher is a little bit ridiculous. But if it's
that's
like, oh, you have
an ass pull.
I
do get that. Like remote detonatable bomb is actually much more believable because we already talked about that with like the EMPs that I made to take out the luster depleting devices. But yeah, I think the strategy here is we do a distraction. I actually think this is a three person job where like someone lobs the EMP grenade and then someone takes a shot. What do we think?
Interesting.
I'll do it. I'm happy to take the shot. Feels like an act quick.
But I feel like
The question is the shot like to set off the grenade is your idea?
Yeah.
I mean, I think the grenade, like, I mean, you could also time it, you know what I mean? I'm not trying to say not to do this because it is cool to shoot at it, right? But it is like, then I don't really know what the like, you know, if you're
like,
lobbing
the grenade.
That is, somebody has to take a move, and that move is probably Alpha Strike, if I'm being honest, right? Because if you're trying to get the drop on it, that's the type of attack that you're doing, right?
Mm-hmm.
That feels like a Mike move.
Yeah, well, I think it might be a Lauren move. She's the one with the grenades, right? Unless, I don't know, does Lauren have grenades or is it...
Lauren has the EMP grenades. As much as I appreciate the skeet shooting concept, I think it is just...
Time it.
You need to get, like, maybe it's at the range of the grenade. Like, you need to get the alien thing close enough to us so that you can accurately like get the grenade close enough to it, but not so close that it hits us.
Sure.
So like,
yeah,
it's like a range thing. And then we send out one of Mike's one of Arno's drones to like lure it to the perfect spot. And then you have to lob the grenade at the right time and then
time it,
set it off. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that sounds good. I do, if that's like a volatile roll, I have a like zero to volatile, but yeah.
Yeah. So Alpha Strike takes calculating if that is what you do.
Oh, it is? Okay, never mind. Let's fucking do it.
So, I mean, and Mike, you wanted to distract it with the drone was the idea first. So,
that's right.
Okay. So how does the drone move work? And I will just say this. I'm not going to tell you, Lauren, it's like a one hit kill, like that's all what you get out of it. But like you would disable it, right, is one of the effects of this thing. Like, I think you would fuck it up big time, you know what I mean? So, like, this would change the odds pretty considerably in your favor if you pull this off.
So, remote drone, discharge, specialist gear, discharge and roll plus calculating to activate your remote drone. On a 10 plus, hold 3. On a 7 to 9, hold 2. Spend one hold for one.
Excuse me.
And then you get one of the following commands. Attack a target, spend a minute or two hacking a simple system, distract a target, provide telemetry for its current location, pick something up, or manipulate a simple device.
Okay. So go ahead and clear that and go ahead and roll plus calculating, and then we'll see what, you know, this is like to activate the drone. We'll see what hold you get from that. So this could either be a big start.
Slice.
Oh, it's a big start.
We love it.
That's a 12, baby.
Okay.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I think this is good because, so go ahead and you mark that as
in danger.
Yeah, you can go ahead and mark that as discharged, and then go ahead and put the uses to 3. And you actually get to hold that 3, so you can use it throughout the battle. You can choose to use the hold 1 for 1 to give it any of the following commands. So one is it can attack your target, adding 1 harm to your attack if you use a like a firefighter alpha strike, right? You can also spend 1 minute or 2 hacking a simple system. I don't know if there's any simple systems to hack, if I'm being totally honest, but that is one of the options. You can distract a target. That sounds kind of like what you want to do here. Provide telemetry for its current location, or pick something up or manipulate a simple device.
Yeah, I'm going to distract the fuck out of this thing.
Okay. So I will just say, and is this the moving one that you're distracting?
Yeah.
So how do you do that? Do you send it up and just kind of move it in front of it?
So I think we're going to add a little bit of panache over here. Typically, the way that the drone gets launched is, like, I have a little glove and it just kind of launches out of my hand. And, you know, it's usually in a lower stakes situation over here. It doesn't have to move very quickly. I think I've got it in the glove hand and I'm going to frisbee toss this thing as hard as I can in the general direction of the. Yeah.
Okay. I think you do it and you're trying to time it for when this orbiting one is close to you. Is that right?
That's right.
So I want to describe the movement of this. As soon as you do that, it just stops. There's no deceleration.
That's scary.
It would like shred a person if you were on this thing, right? That's the acceleration that this thing stops in the air. But I think it's distracted and it's moving. I think it beginning to rotate or like kind of like take focus at like what it is that you just Beybladed in front of this.
Hell yeah.
And
holy shit.
Mara, go ahead and I think you can roll plus calculating. Now, Nora, I would have made you do this with a disadvantage because what you're doing is fucking crazy of like, I'm going to like throw a grenade to like air blast this thing, right? But because it's distracted, I think you just do a straight roll with plus calculating, which is probably pretty good for you. So let's see what we got here.
That it typically is, but you know.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Oh, snake eyes.
Wait.
No. I have a move for this.
Oh, you do? Oh, shit. Okay.
I literally have a move for this.
Is it honor killing when you sacrifice your friend because they've so thoroughly embarrassed themselves? Roll a volatile to bludgeon them. On a full success, they are erased from existence. Are their forebearers and all of their line is eradicated from the chain of human history. On a mixed success, some people remember them, but they find them awkward and unpleasant.
Renounce complacency. When you encourage someone to push past their physical or emotional limits to complete a task they have just failed at, including yourself, you may discharge this move to allow that player to attempt the role again, this time using Stalwart. Each character may receive this benefit only once in a campaign.
Ooh, that's tough, though.
Is this where you want to spend that?
Each character. So this would be where I spend Mara's.
I have a +2 to Stalwart.
That's up to you. I will say this will be sick as fuck then if you pull this off, because I think it will be you shoot it in the air.
Fuck yeah.
That's the incentive, right? But the cost will be devastating.
What if she fails again?
What if you fail again?
Then the campaign's over and we die.
And you do have to roll Stalwart. It's not calculating, right?
Yeah, I know, but I'm a +2 with Stalwart, which is almost as good as a +3.
That's pretty good.
But you know what is actually worse than a +2 or +3? 2 ones.
2 ones? That's true. That's devastating.
My question is to the person who controls Mara,
yeah.
If you want this to be invoked for you right now.
YOLO swag. I'm already rolling it.
YOLO swag.
So hold on.
Oh, that's all right. That's 9. A 9, right?
Okay. I saw the 2 first. And I was like, no, not again.
Okay. Well, here was my take on this, right? You go and you throw it, and I think you like mistimed the throw. But I think Nasir notices it, and maybe you like pull up the kind of like, if you had the glasses, right? He like pulls up the targeting on it.
Amazing.
Right?
The trajectory and calculation.
And you pull out your, like, what's the weapon that you use, Mara?
Oh, it's me? Okay, I thought he was shooting it.
I mean, you got the roll.
I mean, I do have a sniper rifle on me.
Do you want to have that? You want to use that for this?
Yeah, sure. Let's go.
Okay. I think you pull out the rifle and you shoot the grenade and set it off.
Amazing.
So, Alpha Strike.
You got your skeet shooting dreams.
Yeah.
So when you get into an advantageous position or whatever the fuck this is, and you attack a target that can't retaliate, you can roll plus calculating, though in this case stalwart. And on a 7 to 9, you can choose one from the list, and that's you disarm or disable them, your position isn't exposed or compromised, or you can deal your weapons harm.
I mean, like, logically, like, I would disarm or disable.
Yeah, yeah. I think that makes sense. I think that, like, makes sense with the EMP also, for what it's worth.
Right.
So.
I think that has to be, like, the one that I pick here.
There will be some harm associated with that, because I think what happens is the EMP goes off. And I mean, I think we just said there's no, like, visual element to this, right? It's almost just like, I think you just hit the grenade and maybe just like the spring part of it or whatever, right? And just the only thing that you see happens. Oh, well, I think two things happen. One is you can just see this thing now. It is definitely that panel construction, right? Where it's like there's all these angles, but again, there's no seams between them. It just is like everything is at a different angle, but it's all, there's no like edge between those things. There's no like, it doesn't look like pieces. It's one shape. And it's also that very dark black, the same black as the, what we've called the specter. The other thing is it both stops moving and it stops hovering, and it falls the full height that it is hovering to the ground and hits hard. It is also on the ground, not moving right now. So I will say, I think you took out half of its hit points by doing that. And it is also on the ground, immobile and pretty vulnerable at this point. However, the thing that you did not pick was the option to not expose or compromise your position. And I think we see the other one start to swivel and move toward you very rapidly. Let's see. I want to get an order going here. And, well, maybe I'll ask this to Haley. Leela, what do you do next, right? Since I think we got some moves out of the other thing. I will come back to Nasir, though, too, because I think that his help action, you know, he gets another go in the order here.
So we were all kind of standing somewhat close to each other, I think.
You're behind the cover of the rocks, yeah.
Okay.
And I think at this point also, I will say that you see the Molkin has fully retreated back into the cave and is kind of fleeing from this situation. It's not very happy right now.
I feel that I should get out my shotgun and try to shoot at the one that is coming towards us.
Okay. So I think that's firefight. So go ahead and roll plus volatile.
Okay. I'm a little volatile.
Oof.
Not
volatile enough. All right.
That is a 6.
Go ahead and mark XP.
I level up.
Oh, nice. Do you know what advance you want to take?
I just never planned a fail roll, so I actually don't know what I'm going to do. Shit. I did not plan for this at all. Okay. Well, maybe we can...
Just hold it.
Yeah. Man, maybe I should level up to psychic grenade.
Is that an option?
That is one of the moves, but I don't plan to take it.
Could be helpful against the aliens.
I know. That's the only reason I brought it up.
I mean, it's not like, I know it's like called psychic grenade, right? But it's, the description's neutral to that. You know what I mean? So.
I mean, I don't know that.
Yeah, you might not want it, but.
I don't think I really want it, but.
There's also Mystic Weapon Master.
Yeah, I could take that. I'll take that.
Okay.
So, I have leveled up, and I'm taking the move Mystic Weapon Master, which is something from the Mystic Playbook. The description is, your order has an ancient, unique style of weapon that marks them. Describe it. You always have it with you, even in restricted areas, and it doesn't take up a slot in your loadout. You have become an expert in wielding your mystic weapon. When you use your mystic weapon to avoid harm from ranged weapons, you have advantage to keep your cool. And so my mystic weapon will now do 3 harm and has some other properties as well.
Yeah. I think some of that's the description that you already had, but the it's that now you can use the mystic weapon to avoid harm from ranged weapons and you just keep your cool to do that. So, all right.
And my mystic weapon, of course, is my Bastons.
Yeah. You do get hit, though.
Yeah.
I think that you go and take the shot at it. I think it's like a glancing blow, and it doesn't seem to cause any obvious... Like, you don't hit it cleanly, and it doesn't seem to cause any obvious damage to this thing. It does not, like, get a hit on you, right? Because if it did, I think you would be toast. However, I think that you see it moving toward you and go to duck out of the way, and the rock in front of you just explodes, and you take 3 harm.
Woo! So my first question, I had taken just a scratch when we were climbing the wall.
Yeah, that still is in place.
Oh, okay.
So how close are you to a calamity?
Oh, I could have it right here, right now. But I'm going to hold off.
Do what you want.
I'm going to take two stress, and I'm going to take one.
You do have some equipment, too, that might help you, right? You have body armor that can absorb two. I don't know if you have the shield, which I guess absorbs one.
I also have
one
a shield. Yeah, but I was just trying to think because I've already used my tactical pack, and I believe I used my scanner, and I've used my shotgun, so I don't think I have
any
gear slots left?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, so I will be taking two stress, and I'm going to take I'm rattled, which means you're shaken and shocked. You have disadvantage ongoing against anything plus slick or calculating rolls. Okay.
And should you be at four stress or how many?
I'm at four.
Okay. All right. Nasir, what do you do?
While one of them is down and one of them is attacking Leela, I'm just going to make a run for it. Straight for the gap.
Oh, you're going for the vessel? Oh, okay.
Straight. While the other two are distracted, I'm running for it full throttle.
Okay. Interesting.
It's a bold move, Cotton. We'll see if it pays off.
Okay, I think that is act quick.
Yeah, I think so. Unless you want it to be one small step, but I don't know that we've recharged the scene, so I don't know why they can't.
I don't... Let me see.
I'm good.
I don't know if it if that really is the right move for this scenario, because you're trying to get past the... Like, let me see what one small step is, but it doesn't feel like... Just from the name, it
doesn't feel right,
but let me see.
One small step is...
Is that your signature move?
Yes. When you venture into unknown or hostile terrain and attempt to chart a course or secure a path or establish a foothold. But I might have already discharged it.
You did. It's not like I'm trying to avoid this thing that's shooting at me, right? That was not how I kind of imagined that move, if that makes sense. But it also is discharged, so I think it's kind of a midpoint. I think for what's worth, as quick as... I mean, it is still slick, so you still have a strong stat there.
I rolled an 11.
Okay.
Jesus fucking Christ.
I mean, if you get 11, I think you do this, right? I think you take off running full sprint down into the gorge, right? Down into the at the ground. And it's pretty steep. I think you're running at like a 45 degree or maybe more than 45 degree incline going down, right? It's kind of wild that you're able to stay afoot in this. And I think you get
all
to
that
the
time
edge.
At the gym finally paying off.
Yeah. This doesn't like end this. Like, you got there. Nobody else got there, right? And I think the thing about this is you've made it to the edge of this. You have distracted this thing because it is very attuned to people going to the opening. And it is moving back toward you now to go and take a shot at you. I think you could climb up onto this thing, and I can describe what you see when you do that. But at this point, I want to go back through the order because I think other people have a chance to react to this.
John, before this thing, I just want to ask one thing. Before this thing takes a shot at me, I would like to describe something.
Okay. I will allow that at least for sure. Let's go back to Arno at this point.
So this year made it, yes?
I mean, he's at the edge of the tear right now, right? He's made it up to the vessel. It's not like he's made it. He's not like he didn't disappear. He didn't go inside.
Shoot.
Well, I could do that, or I could just ask John, is my drone still around?
It's still around. Yeah, you got two more uses.
One of its moves is assist helping you to attack, isn't it?
Yeah, I can do that, or I can distract it some more.
One other thing I will just note, because we had talked about the EMP, right? I think that this thing is on the ground. You can kind of see, maybe it's like there's some static on the outside of this, the one that's on the ground. I think it's like it's down for like a turn in the order, if that makes sense, right? So I think you have opportunities to act against it. Well, it's disabled, but it's not like, I don't think you've permanently taken it out. So I just want to flag that also.
Oh, screw it. I'm chucking a grenade at it while it's down.
At the one on the ground?
Oh, so. Absolutely.
Regular.
Okay.
You've seen EMP grenade, now see regular grenade.
Don't talk to me or my son ever again.
I think that is actually still Alpha Strike in a sense that it cannot retaliate, right? So I do think it is plus calculating again.
You sure I can't make it volatile? I can do something a little more reckless.
Well, I'll put it this way. I would allow you, if you want to use firefight, right, you can. You would just be opening yourself up to harm from the other drone. So I'll allow one of those. It's one of those two. Like, that drone can't retaliate, right? But you could use either of the options. So
I don't get so many opportunities to do volatile.
Yeah, if you want to do it, I think I'd allow that. You've convinced me. You know, it is the case that you can.
That's all I needed.
Yeah. It's just that the consequences are different. Like, firefight has mechanical consequences for you. You know what I mean? So
we'll take a 7. Oh, sorry. Yeah, we'll take the 8. There we go.
Nice. All right. So when you open yourself up to danger and exchange violence with an enemy, you can roll plus volatile. In this case, again, like, the enemy, like the thing you're opening up to danger from is the one that's still moving, right? So on a 7 to 9, you can exchange harm and then choose one. And that's, you can discharge the weapon that has the discharge tag and deal double its harm. Let me see if grenade has discharge. It does not. So you cannot do that. I'll say also, I don't know if you need discharge in this case. You can take evasive action, suffer one less harm. You can hold a position or halt in advance. You can make an advance or force your enemy out of cover. You can impress, dismay, or frighten your enemy. Or you're able to disengage and take a moment to recover.
And you said I can take double harm, or I can go with
double... No, you can. The grenade does not have that. I don't know if you would need this. I'll just say that in terms of how many hit points this thing has left. So I don't think you have to feel bad about that.
Blow its ass up.
Fuck it up. Fuck it up.
Yeah, I'm going to give the people what they want.
Well, I'm saying you cannot. You do not. The grenade does not have the discharge tag, so you cannot do that. But also, I'm saying you don't need to.
Fair enough. Then in that case, I'm going to disengage to take a moment to recover.
Okay. One other question before I say that. You had the drone. Did you want to use that to assist you in some way here? Or is this not part of the plan? You don't have to. I'm just saying it's up to you. There's some moves on the drone.
I mean, it's already there. If I can use the drone to distract the other one while I chuck the grenade, that'd be dope.
I think you can. I think that will result in... It's not going to, like, let you off the hook. I think that would, like, reduce the harm that you take. I'll put it that way. So,
yeah, great.
Okay. So go ahead and mark another use off the drone then. So it's down to one left, I believe. So I think you lobbed the grenade at the one on the ground, right? I think that the one that's kind of following Nasir sees this hostile action. And I think that there was kind of a question before about, does it need to be moving toward you to attack? And I think we discovered that the answer is no. However, your drone does kind of zip across its, like, the sight line between you and it at the last second. And the shot does come up short for you. The ground in front of you does explode, and I think the rocks are impacting you, and I think maybe even, like, cutting you from the damage. You're going to take 2 harm as a result of that. If you have something to absorb it, you could use that, but you also have used some gear, you know, so I don't know how many gear slots you got.
Yeah, so my question to you is, does the shield... When I used the shield using Juggernaut previously...
I'm not counting that as the... Okay. I'm not counting that as the use. But the drone is one.
Yeah.
I believe.
And the grenade's another.
Yeah.
Do I have any stress right now? Yeah, why not? Let's run it back. I'm going to take 2 stress.
Okay. All right. Well, oh, I'm waiting for our endgame calamities.
We're all going to have calamities hit in the same episode.
Listen, I see everyone else here trying to go for first place for most calamities, and I will have you know, not on my fucking watch.
That said, I think what happens is the grenade, you kind of dive after the shot, and then you just hear the boom. And I think when you poke your head back up, you see a substantial smoldering hole in the middle of this drone that was on the ground. And it doesn't seem to be super operable anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Was that Mo?
I said that was my nickname in college.
Smoldering hole.
Correct.
That is what we called you.
Yeah, we were all there.
I said that with my mouth.
Can't spell smoldering without Mo.
That's true.
Why did this happen to me?
I'm so glad I have one of those names that's very, like, you can... There's a lot of words you can't spell.
All right, Mara, what are we doing? Mara, save us from ourselves.
I'm gonna shoot it with a sniper rifle.
All right, go ahead and roll plus volatile.
All right. That's a fail.
Oof. All right. You can mark XP.
Why are you doing this?
Is your volatile plus 0?
All right. Mark XP.
Done.
Mark death.
So So I think what happens is you go to take the shot, mm-hmm. and you feel a tremor, and I think you pull the trigger and shoot wide. But the reason for that isn't because the drone has struck back at you. I think it's because I mentioned that last shot had hit the ground. I think there is a rock slide that occurs.
Oh, shit.
I think that you fall down into the gorge and actually right. into a bit of a crevice down into the gorge. And you're separated from Leela and Arno up on the ridge. You do take one harm from the impact. It's not, you know, not as bad as some of the more direct shots, but you're also stuck down in this gorge and kind of pinned there. You'll have to find a way to get yourself out of there. So let's go back to Leela now.
What's the current situation of the two opponents?
I mean, one seems to have been destroyed by Arno, and the other one, it's still flying, seems to be untouched by anyone.
Okay.
And it is moving toward Nasir right now, physically, because he's took the dash toward the entrance of the tear in the side of the ghost ship. And I'll add one other thing, like, in the shots that it's taking, it doesn't seem to be very concerned for the state of the ghost ship at all. I will give you that color.
Okay.
So it's like, if the point was it's there to protect the ghost ship, that's not the vibe you're getting from the way it's behaving in this fight.
Okay.
If that was already clear from the wing.
That's good to know. We'll file that away for later. For now, I think I would like to shoot at it once again. So that would be a firefight.
Correct.
I believe. Okay.
Unless you have some other move. But yeah, if you're shooting at it, it is just plus volatile.
Let's see. Okay. So at this point, I'm rattled, so I have disadvantage to slick or calculating, but I would be rolling volatile, so that's fine.
Correct.
Okay. Let's do it.
All right.
All right. 11.
All right, so for firefight, when you open yourself up to danger and exchange violence with an enemy, you can roll plus volatile. On a 10 plus, you exchange harm and you can choose 3. And I will note that it does do a lot of harm, so just bear that in mind with the choices. You can discharge your weapon if it has the discharge tag and deal double its harm. Let's see. If you're using the shotgun, it does have that, so you could do a fair amount of damage with that. You can take evasive action, suffer one less harm. You can hold a position or halt in advance. You can make an advance or force your enemy out of cover. You can impress, dismay, or frighten your enemy. Or you're able to disengage, take a moment to recover. Oh, Mike, I did leave this out. You had wanted to recover, correct? That was one of the options you picked?
That's correct.
That is.
I'll come back to this in a second. I'll come back to you in the order to do that. I left that out by accident.
Can I ask how it works to take a moment to recover?
It just means that out of the order, you can also roll the recover move.
Okay. Well, that would be really nice. So I will.
But again, I mean, just to be clear, if you don't use the harm reduction, like, this thing deals 3 harm. So.
So I'm going to take evasive action and suffer -1 harm.
Okay. And if it wasn't clear, you can do that more than once if you wanted to. I'm not telling you to change what you're doing, but that is an option that you have.
Okay. I'm going to discharge my weapon and double its harm.
Okay.
So I'm now going to do 6 harm. I'm going to take evasive action and suffer -1 harm.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to do that twice.
Okay. The weapon will be discharged, so you will have to reload or recover to use it again. So, but mm-hmm. you might have other gear you can use. So I think that you go and take a shot at it. And again, you have to come out of cover. And I think, again, we see it kind of shoot back toward you. And I think you, again, it's and maybe this is like a glancing blow on you, right? It's not even, it hits the ground. I think this is going to cause some more damage, I'm guessing. You take 2 harm as a result of that. However, you take a shot and hit it clean on. And if you did the discharge, maybe it's like you went double barrel on this thing.
Mm-hmm.
You actually take a chunk out of it, right? And you see sparks and metal fly as a result of that. And it's wobbling in the air. It's barely afloat at this point. You do take the 2 harm. Or no, sorry, you took the 2 reductions, right? Oh, I'm sorry, you only take 1 harm then. So I think it gets a very glancing blow on you.
Okay. I'm hurt bad. I have severe bleeding or broken bones. I have disadvantage on any roll requiring physical exertion.
Okay.
I can and heal I require, you, but I'm stuck in a gorge right now.
I require surgery. I don't know.
No, she has a move.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. No worries.
Yeah. I think, again, I described it. It's like a glancing blow. I think it like takes a hit out of you. You know what I mean? It's maybe like on your leg or something like that. Arno, I do want to go and come back to you really quick to let you recover.
Yes.
So for that, you can go ahead and roll plus stalwart and see what we do in terms of the recovery. And I'll say there's not really like a big negative if you fail this one, but so, you did not fail.
There's about to be a huge positive, though. So the first thing I'm going to do, because I get two, is I'm going to just shrug it off and take off my just a scratch.
Okay.
And the second thing I'm going to do, John, you'll want to go to my character sheet rather than the regular one. And I want you to take a look at Battle Commander. When you roll recover, you may choose the following as one of the options on the list. Give an ally an order. They have advantage going forward if they follow that order. Mara, shoot that shit out of the air.
Can I actually do that?
Let's see. We'll come back to that. You might be able to. I do want to go to Nasir before I think you still have the gun, right? And I think that you could try to do this. Nasir, what do you do?
So one of the drone that is flying is heading right towards me, I assume.
I think it's almost on top of you at this point. It is wobbling a bit in the sky.
Tell Nasir to shoot it.
I'm going to climb up on top of the ship so that I am, like, essentially to give a more, like, raise, have, if this thing is following me, to give Mara a cleaner line of sight.
Okay.
And I am gesticulating wildly to make myself as visible to this thing as possible and to draw it towards me. And then just as it gets, as it starts to arrange itself in the way as though it's taking aim the way we're used to, I'm going to stop moving and then I'm going to disappear completely.
What?
By using your tactical cloak?
John, I would like to discharge chameleon skin.
Okay.
Ooh.
When you activate your chameleon skin and remain completely still, discharge this move and roll keep your cool at advantage to avoid detection. This is a body modification that I had to get special dispensation for.
It was like during the time jump, one of the things that he took.
We did roll specifically. I think you all remember this was on mic where I was like, John, I once asked you permission for this and you said only if you roll a perfect 12 during a big spender. And I did. So I'm going to roll with advantage.
God damn it.
And that's a 13.
I hate you all.
Nice.
Sorry.
All right.
You're not. You will be now.
I just gave you advantage.
Yeah, you better have.
I think that it stops very suddenly and is, you know, it's like trying to figure out what the heck just happened. And Mara, I'm going to give you a kind of even like double thing on this, right? I mean, you are kind of pinned, right? So I will just say if this doesn't go well, it will turn from what I'm about to say into something very negative. But I think that you have the chance while it's distracted to take a shot at it without it noticing you. And so not only do you have the advantage from Arno's battle commander, but I will let you use Alpha Strike in this move to shoot it with a sniper rifle instead of firefight.
And roll calculating?
Roll calculating. However, you are pinned, and so just if this doesn't go well, you will have a hard time getting away from the consequence of that. But as of now, it's not able to like retaliate in this moment against you. It is distracted by Nasir. So.
Okay.
Gotta add that other D6. There we go. You got this. That's a 7.
That's a 9.
Oh, never mind.
I think 9, right?
That's a 4. It's a 9. It's a 9. That's a partial success.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. No, I think that's a good... It's, okay. So for Alpha Strike, when you get into an advantageous position and attack a target that can't retaliate, you can roll plus calculating. On a 7 to 9, you can choose one from the list. That's you disarm or disable them. Your position isn't exposed or compromised, or you can deal your weapon's harm. And if your weapon has the discharge tag, you can also use discharge to double the harm.
I want to blow this thing out of the fucking sky.
Yeah.
Yes!
So we discharging?
We are. There is copious amounts of discharge.
I thought we said...
Yeah, I know. Right. I heard it too. Yeah, I'm sorry.
So I think that we just hear the shot, and I think we see the chameleon skin fade as Nasir use sidestep to dodge the remains of the drone as it falls down onto the ship with a large sniper rifle sized hole going right through the middle of it.
Fuck yes.
Excellent shot.
Slightly more complicated than Grouse, but
I'm hurt bad.
Hey everyone, it's Mo. Thank you so much for listening to World's Away. This game has been a blast to play, and it has been wonderful to get to share the story with you. If you're enjoying World's Away so far, you can help us out by spreading the word to friends and family. And if they are starting to get annoyed with the fact that you keep talking about us, that's okay. That means you're doing it right. You can also support us by giving us a review on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or any other platform where you listen to podcasts. And if you want to give us a shout out on social media, you can find us on most platforms at World's Away Pod. We're online at worldswaypod.com. Thanks again for listening, and now back to the episode.
I think hearing that, Mara will kind of work to unwedge herself from whatever kind of obstruction she's under. And work her way back to Leela, and use her tactical pack to her to heal the I'm her bad condition.
Okay, so just go ahead and mark one of the uses off the tactical pack, and Martha, you have it.
So does that? What does that mean? I reduce one tick, or I'm all the way back to good?
No, it just means you can remove the I'm hurt bad.
Okay.
So you're still rattled and just a scratch if you took those, but they're really like ticks, if that makes sense. They're just separate things that you can pick. You can pick them in any order, but there's an order of better to worse, you know what I mean? But for example, maybe you'd take I'm knocked out instead of I'm hurt bad, but then you can't do anything in the fight, you know? So it's kind of a tricky choice.
Right.
I think with having that option for the tag pack, though, that makes it an easier choice.
So I could just pick I can't go on at any time.
That's true, but that would be a choice. What do you all do now?
We gotta go in.
Yeah,
I mean, not to be the person who says let's short rest before we enter a dungeon, but does anyone else want to like recover or something?
I will say, I think at this point, like, the scene is over, right? So in terms of the ones that say that you can uncheck it when the scene ends, like, you can do that. You can reset your stuff now.
Okay, thank you.
I would like, before we go into the ship, to survey the other two that attacked us and just make sure that they're not getting... I want to make sure they're not going to get back up and start shooting us again. And I'd also like to see... John, is there any... Are there any openings? Is there a cockpit?
Oh, inside them?
Yes.
So I don't think you need to roll for that, right? I mean, there might be other questions you have that I would ask for you to roll for, but... And I mean... You know, Leela tried to reach out and detect the life, right? There's no evidence of any cockpit or anything that was flying these things. You just see kind of, I guess, like metal and sparks. Hmm. What that looks like, if you have other questions, I think that would require a roll. But it also, I mean, and you see no signs that these things are going to get back up, but they seem permanently disabled.
Does the technology look familiar in the sense that looking at it, I would say this is how a ship functions, or would I look at this and say... This, like, is so different from anything. Like, yeah, exactly.
So, Mike, your question was, do you recognize the Synology as something that, like, you could understand how it works?
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, I'll give you this. You know, originally I was going to say, oh, is this something you have to roll for? I don't think it is, actually. I think that you look at this. You have no idea. I mean, there's metal, right? I think you understand that this is a metallic structure, right? And again, it has that same kind of like silvery white when you look at it cross-sectionally as opposed to from the outer layer. And I think looking inside of this thing, I mean, it's not clear what it is to you at all. Like, there's no engine, there's no circuit boards that you can detect, there's nothing that's obviously something that you could put a finger on, I'll put it that way.
John, do our slates have a camera feature?
Yeah, I think they have to. You can use them for, like, video calls, right? And for, you know, recording things.
I want to record this. I'd like to get a shot of the ship.
Yeah.
Piece of the engine that I don't... Or rather, just the wreckage. And Who do I want to send this to?
And I'm not sure you're really on the grid right now, you know what I mean? So I'm not sure who you're sending it to. But I do think you can record. I'll certainly allow that.
Okay, I'll record for now, and I'll leave it there.
So do you all move inside the tear?
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
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 So what's the order or the formation that you all are moving in?
I'm running into this damn thing.
I think Nasir was there first. I feel like
I'll take the rear.
Okay. Yeah, Mara, the rear. Then Leela, okay. Then Arno.
I'll have some more questions about that in a second. But I think Nasir, like, as you, if you're the first one in and you walk, like, I mean, again, just to be clear about what this is, right? This is just like a tear in the side of this thing. And you're just stepping into the tear. It's not like this is a door, and it's not clear that you're going into a passage. And again, I'll get to what I mean by that in a second, right? But as you move through the tear, one thing I think that you notice is you start to feel the hair on the back of your neck standing up. It's almost like you're moving into something that's statically charged. And you all get that feeling as you pass into this ship, or as you start to touch the surfaces of it. I guess I'll put it that way. I think we see you moving down what I'll describe as a corridor, but there's no indication inside of it what might be a wall or a floor or a ceiling. There's no signs of lights, and there's no obvious doors or openings on the walls. But I think you're moving toward the end of this, toward the front of this vessel, and I think that there is an opening at the end of the corridor. My question for you all is, do you have weapons drawn? What are you doing as you're moving through this space?
I think that Mara has, like, a pistol. Her hand... Actually, I think it's drawn. It's at her side. I think just based on the security we just encountered, not being ready would be ill-advised.
Okay.
I'll keep the pistol ready.
Okay.
It's in close space. I don't want to have anything bigger than that.
Yeah. Okay.
I'll have, because I can't take a pistol out, I'll have my bastons out, and I want to have my scanner out.
Okay.
As well.
What about Nasir?
My scanner broke.
You don't have to have anything, but you can if you want to.
No, I don't think I have anything out.
And I do want to note, like, again, I described this as the ghost ship, right? This is, like, the dark gray color vessel. You know, this isn't the, this is clearly not what we described as the Spectre. So.
Right, this is the ghost ship.
Yeah. So I think you continue moving down the hallway, and I think that feeling, or the corridor again, and that feeling becomes greater, the static feeling. And I think you eventually see, it's almost like the light is kind of focusing as you're moving through the darkness. And I mean, I assume you have lights out, right? And you're kind of shining them forward.
Yeah.
I think you continue moving down the corridor, and eventually that opens into a sort of flat, round space, almost like a small slice of a cylinder. The space is heavily damaged. There's pieces of those, like I mentioned that, again, the shapes were these kind of metallic slices, those kind of angles that form the structure, and you can see pieces of those they're not like torn on the seams, they're just torn, right? There's just the damage is very substantial here. And in the middle of this space, there's a round, I'd say like foot and a half high, elevated platform that has it's not like glowing at all, there's no like light coming from it, but there's almost a translucent top to it that you can see as a kind of blue tint to it. But as you look toward the back and shine your lights into this space, you can all see for the first time what I've previously described to Leela as the monster.
Oh, fuck.
Cool.
This is a figure that's tall. It's, again, maybe 7 feet in height. It has 6 arms, these sort of tentacle-like appendages that are coiled around from its back. Though right now it's actually diagonally resting on one of the surfaces of this, I guess, room or compartment. And on its face, you can see 2 pupil-less eyes It's just there are these almost like gray white panels, and then there's a pair of slits where you'd expect to see the nose and no mouth at all on the face. Which of you was holding the gun again? The pistol? It was Arno and Mara.
Yeah.
Let me see what the right move is.
Lila drops her bastons and runs away.
I believe it's called suppressing fire, and Lauren and I unload the clips.
I'm ready. Ready to shoot.
Well, I guess
first.
How do you, I guess let me, before I say what happens next, how do you react to seeing this?
Lila drops her bastons. Like,
yeah.
I've never seen anything that indicates the monster before.
Except for the painting.
Except the painting.
Lila's painting.
Oh, except for the painting. You're right. Thank you.
I think you just hear me whisper under my breath. It's real.
I think Lila's frozen for a moment and then scans across the room trying to take in where everyone is and looks down at the bastion she has in her hand and then just holds them up in a defensive posture.
Okay. What about Mara or Nasir?
Yeah, I mean, just... I think this is just, like, incomprehensible.
Okay. So you're not, like, moving one way or another? You don't take an aggressive posture, but not...
No. Just okay. Observing.
I think Arno had started recording, and I will turn to Arno's slate.
Mm-hmm.
We're about to make first contact with sapient life. And there's a huge smile on my face.
Fucking weirdo.
Fingers crossed we live.
So I think when you say that, I think we see the head turn and it kind of like, I mentioned, like kind of rotates to the side. And I think that it sees the two of you holding the pistol. And I think I think it moves back slightly when that happens. It doesn't seem to react to the bastions at all. But the pistol, it seems to react to. I would like both of you, meaning Mara and Arno, to roll Assaulted by the Abyss, which is plus alien.
5. There's my experience for today.
10. Ooh, I knew it. I fucking knew it. I knew I was going to put this roll was going to be an ass pull. I fucking knew it.
Okay. So, Mike, you can go ahead and mark XP, and I'll just tell you what happens. Oof. Mara, you can make a decision about what to do next as a result of the success. So, Arno, you feel your hands burning as, like, the pistol heats to an impossible temperature, and you drop it from your hands searing from this heat. I will say, like, when we see it as the audience, though, there's, like, nothing wrong with your hands.
Do I see my hands like looking like they're damaged by heat, or is it just like I felt the sensation of heat on the pistol and dropped it?
You just felt the sensation of heat on the pistol and dropped it, but this is all happening in real time, so I don't think you can react to that fact yet, right? But I will tell you that, yeah. You know, like if you look down, you wouldn't see the damage either. But
okay,
Mara, I think you've never indexed, correct?
Other than the whoopsie.
What was, the whoopsie. The whoopsie is big. The whoopsie is big.
Okay, yeah.
You feel the whoopsie again.
This can't be the moment. You couldn't have
this is supposed to be serious,
that.
John. What the fuck?
You can't fucking just say
I'll take it
that.
Again.
Take it again. You monster. Take it again.
No,
that was my fucking serious thing.
No, that's right. That's what we're keeping.
we'll decide. I'll give it the other way. We can decide which way we want it. I think you feel the sensation that's just like when Lila touched Hall at the festival in Eos and it went through to you.
Okay. I feel it. I'm going to take a shot of this thing.
Oh, you take a shot?
Yeah, absolutely.
I think we just see the gunfire.